And it's 7 minutes gone past five. And yes, this is Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance Mega. So let's talk about ASUU strike. Remember that ASUU declared a one-month warning strike. And of course, we were expecting that by the end of the 1 month or before the end of the 1 month, of course, that meeting is going to happen. The federal government and ASUU leadership meeting. And yes, it happened. It happened on Tuesday. And of course, after that meeting, the Minister of Labour and Employment, Dr. Chris Ngige, appealed to the Academic Staff Union of Universities to call off its four-week strike before the expiration date. Now, during that meeting, which of course lasted for several hours, the minister accused ASUU of claiming that the government had failed to implement some long-standing agreements. Anyway, he also had an interview with The Punch, and he said that ASUU demands were being reviewed. He also said that he would meet with ASUU at the Nigeria Interreligious Council next week. All right. So I'm going to quote him here. "We have discussed quite a number of things, and I'm urging them to brief their members and call off the strike before the expiration of the 1 month duration of the warning strike. By Monday, we would have dealt with some of the issues they're talking about and returned to them for further discussion. We will meet again with them and the Nigeria Interreligious Council, and we will take it from there." So that is he, the Minister of Labour and Employment, appealing to ASUU to call off the strike. But the national president of ASUU, Professor Emmanuel Osodeke, in an interview with The Punch, insisted that the union would not call off its strike if all its demands were not met. Well, Osodeke said, quote, "We can call off the strike tomorrow if the federal government implements and meets all our demands. It is in their hands to meet all the demands, not in our hands. If they want it called off this week, next week, it is possible. If they should do what they are supposed to do, and not all these empty promises that we are not sure they will not implement. But if you call off the strike, as usual, they will abandon everything." Anyway, Ngige also cautioned the union not to intimidate the committee and Ministry of Education. And he said if they did, their document would not fly. Okay. All right, so that's on one hand. And then on the other hand, the National Association of Nigerian Students, NANS, has threatened to block all federal roads and protest at two federal ministries if this whole thing is not resolved by the weekend. Today's Thursday. They actually gave the threats or issued the threats yesterday. All right, joining me for this particular conversation is Mr. Isaac Owadiuno, who is an educationist and, of course, a public affairs analyst. You're welcome, Mr. Isaac.
Yeah, good evening, Rivers people. Good evening, Nigerians.
All right, so, Mr. Isaac, should ASUU continue the strike until the federal government meets all of its demands?
The discussion at hand has two perspectives.
You always have perspective.
Yes, it's good to put things in their proper perspective.
Okay.
I'm a product of Nigerian University right from the 90s. Mm. And I remember that the greatest damage I actually suffered as a student was in 1993. Mm. When I had to stay at home for almost 40 months.
Wow.
In the name of ASUU strike. And now from that 1993 to date, ASUU has always been going on strike. So now the question is, should ASUU continue to go on strike? Is there a solution to this perennial problem of ASUU strike? If there are the stakeholders ready for a workable solutions? These are the questions we need to ask ourselves about the ASUU strike. Well, a lot of people have been talking about ASUU from the perspective of student-teacher relationship, maybe the role of education in the development of a nation. Mm. But we have forgotten in a hurry that ASUU is a union. Okay, so if it's a union, it has its own, you know, code of conduct. ASUU is a union permitted by government recognized. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any need for discussion. Mm. Now, ASUU has been on the air, for the much I know, but this particular one, ASUU has been very sympathetic. Right from the period, right from August last year, they declared a 1 week strike. Mm-hmm. Government came and said, okay, look, let's just solve this problem. You know, we are all Nigerians. The thing extended to November, to December, January. Then Nigeria Interreligious Council came in. The federal government said, we are giving it attention. The truth is this. ASUU has actually been taken for granted for a long time. Why I sympathize with them? Because we are all stakeholders. We are also parents. Some of us are also students. The most important thing is this. The right thing should be done. ASUU does not need to go on strike like that because it's affecting the quality of graduate that is produced in Nigerian university. The stability of the university system actually determines the market worth of the graduates. So I think we should look for an all-inclusive solution, not necessarily going on strike. But I sympathize with them because they're on strike.
So when you're saying an all-inclusive solution, what would that mean?
It opens up the discussion to another stage.
What other stage? They've been having discussions.
No, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay, there's a divide between the employer and the employee. ASUU is an employee of the federal government. Okay, so we are talking about labor relations here. Okay, by reason of Nigerian labor law, strike is not a problem. The issue is when you don't like what your employer is doing to you, you can actually react. But the problem with ASUU in Nigeria is that a lot of people have actually mixed their emotion. They say, help them now, let the children go to school. Yes, the children will go to school. But ASUU has a slogan in the 80s or 90s, my take-home pay cannot take me home. So at what particular point in time are we going to resolve that? If their take-home pay can't take them home and they are working, they cannot meet their immediate needs. Sometimes some of them have families. Their children are also in school. They go through the same pain. By the end of the day, you are telling them you cannot pay. If you cannot pay, there should be a solution to that. Like the Bible says, soft answer turneth away wrath. All those government has lined up to negotiate with ASUU have been very arrogant. I stand to be quoted, they are very arrogant. What is happening here is that I have the skill. You have a place for me to actually display my skill. The ultimate goal is to build a nation. ASUU is involved in capacity building in the society, especially look at millions of people who have passed through Nigerian university. So having gone through that, there should be a way their issues should be resolved. Why will you reduce the teacher? Just like the way they are teaching primary school teachers and secondary school teachers in the public institution. That's the same way ASUU has been reduced. But their colleagues in private universities may not complain, but at least there's nothing as good as by the end of the month you have what you want. You called off strike, they should be paid. You said IPPS is not working. 9 months after the strike, these ones cannot get their salary. Some of them are old. Most of our professors are between the age bracket of 55 and 65. And some of them have terminal diseases. They cannot take care of themselves. How do you expect them to always listen to government, who always come with maybe a hand in cap to say, do this? Meanwhile, every day, most government officials are driving very luxurious cars all over the place and telling you, don't worry, government will look into your solution. That's procrastination. It's not done.
Now, if ASUU has, over the years, right, been on the same issues, I remember the last time, that was just last week, I had a conversation with Professor Osudeke, and he says, yeah, it's the same thing that we've been talking about over the years. They should do what they have agreed to do, but they don't ever fulfill their own parts of the agreement, right? If over the years they've been talking about the same thing and going on strike and coming back and calling off the strike and it's not done, how about they actually go on strike and decide not to come back until everything is fully done?
Well, I'm sorry, it may be preemptive, but from the perspective where I'm looking at it, ASUU cannot go on strike and refuse to come back.
Why do you think they can't do that? Also, Deke said last week that could be what they would do.
Well, it's a proposed decision, but Nigeria has a way of doing things. Mm-hmm. We're already influencing them using our religious group. They go to church on Sunday, they hear the sermon on Sunday, they go to the mosque on Friday. Some of them are knights in the churches. You appeal to their emotions. Do you understand? So you sell dummies to them. Government has been selling dummies to ASUU. And that's the reason why there's no solution. But I think enough of the play. We can actually look at something prosperous. No, ASUU strike gives us a different impression about what government thinks of education in our country. Education is the largest industry for capacity building anywhere in the world, whether formal or informal. That's the truth. And if education is the industry for capacity building, what do you do to an industry? You oil it. You do routine maintenance. You try from time to time to change your tools. You come up with different, format of arrangement. Even location, you can even change location. And that's what is not happening in ASUU. ASUU is static as an organization because government wanted it so. But the best brain among them are chosen and picked up as lecturers. They're the ones they are using to conduct election, which the government calls credible elections. Among the ASUU people, you find those that are picked up as ministers, they are the mouthpiece of government. For an institution that has been so generous in lending its services to government like this, they shouldn't be mistreated. That's true.
Now, one of the things ASUU is pushing for is that the structures, the facilities in the universities, they should be put in place. They should be put in their right places. They should not be left to...
Dilapidate.
Exactly, that's the word.
Certainly. Well, if ASUU is pushing for that, it's not bad. Have you taken statistics of most state universities in Nigeria? And even the one that have been upgraded from College of Education to University, and then from Polytechnic to University, what do they have? It's a block of bungalows spread all over the place. That's true. Every day we keep agitating. Just recently, Lagos State Government turned Yaba, is it Polytechnic to the University of Technology? The one at Ojo has also been converted to a University of Education. But what sense does it make when we replicate universities all over the place and they are not functional and they cannot produce world-class graduates? Or is it because we give them first class every day? It's not possible.
Interesting. Okay. Now, some persons feel that ASUU is not being maybe realistic. All right. At one point, you mentioned that some of them are used or employed during election periods, and some people feel like they are still the same people who will be given the results to call, and they would start reading something else. So it's more like, we have people in that union who are claiming to fight for a particular cause, but then they go behind and it's more like they are dancing with the government. So they're not serious with whatever it is they are asking for.
Constant, I don't think it's true. If a particular man in a village is involved in theft, it doesn't mean that everybody in that village is a thief.
How about many men in the village?
Well, it's a different kettle of fish. Reason one, ASUU is a union, and a union is a group of people with a particular interest. And so that's why it's a lobby group. So ASUU is not necessarily a political party, but if government chooses to use their staff or members of that particular union in the conduct of election, it doesn't mean that everybody is involved. And then I think a lot of people lobby to get that job. So that they can be in charge. Apart from recognition, the fact is that it's a service to the nation. So we wouldn't blame them. In every 12, there will always be a Judas. There's no problem about that. But that does not mean that government will not feel its obligation to a union. Because just like we have NUT, so also we also have National Union of Industrial Workers, Chemical, Textile, and Co. So if one of them is actually at a state of default, it does not necessarily mean that everybody in that union is also affected. The position is very clear. ASUU is saying, build the university. Is there anything wrong in telling you to develop your facility? The facilities don't belong to the university lecturers. They are using it in order to carry out their trade. When they retire, they go back to their original homes. The only praise that they earn is the quality of paper that is produced. And that, to a very large extent, is not a bad advice.
See, what we see here in Nigeria is we are trying to rationalize resources based on what we have. Does it make any sense that you are constructing 33 roads and in 7 years, none of the 33 roads have been commissioned and you are living in the next 60, in the next 9 months or thereabout? Have you actually achieved anything? Certainly you have not. If they are telling you to develop the university, it's your facility. Does it make any sense? But the last time I checked, we have over 200 universities in Nigeria, both private and public universities. The public university has the opportunity to recruit more students. There's a particular university I attended their program last Saturday. The university is starting, they're starting with a total of 37 people. But the least number of students admitted into university on a yearly basis is not less than 5,000, a functional public university. And so when they go through such experience, you know, it's harrowing.
Mm.
By the time you graduate, you are missing out. Because in terms of best practice, you don't have it. You're having a GST class, and then everybody is lined up everywhere. Some students cannot even see their lecturer. There's no public address system. There is no light in the university. The lecturer has to strain his voice. He has to sit down and mark over 600 scripts. And by the end of the day, you are telling him, don't worry, we'll look into your case. It's not done. No, it's not fair.
All right. Well, of course, I still have with me in the studio Mr. Isaac Owadiono, and we're talking about the continued ASUU strike despite the meeting with the federal government. All right. And we're going to break here. When we return, we'll be looking at the Nigerian students and, of course, if they have any role to play or, yeah, in the whole negotiation that is going on between ASUU and the federal government. Just stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back to Hard Facts. It's 5:33 on the clock now. And of course, Mr. Isaac Owadiono, educationist and public affairs analyst. He's right here with me in the studio. So we've been talking about ASUU, the continued ASUU strike. And of course, despite the federal government meeting with ASUU, and that was on Tuesday. All right, but the National Association of Nigerian Students, NANS, has threatened to block all federal roads and protest at two federal ministries. Well, the president of that union, that's Sunday Asefo, said the protest will take place if the industrial action by ASUU is not resolved by the weekend. He said this on Channels Television, and this is what he said, quote, if we do not see a concrete decision between the federal government and ASUU, or if they fail to address this issue by Saturday or Sunday, or if there is no press statement from ASUU telling students to go back to school, then our ultimatum stands. End of quote. And some other things he said there. So I was asking Mr. Isaac before we went on that break, and I'm still asking, is there a place for the Nigerian students to be a part of the negotiations that the federal government keeps having with ASUU? Probably this particular one they're supposed to have now. Should the students who usually bear the brunt of the ASUU strike be in that meeting for whatever reason?
Well, to start with, my fellow Nigerian students, it's very important to appreciate the fact that you are showing solidarity with your lecturers, which is good. But things have to be in their proper perspective. For instance, when there is a trade dispute between the employer and the employee, the general public, who are the recipient of the services of the organization, can only express their opinion. There's nothing wrong about that.
Okay.
Now, for the Nigerian students, just like they said, they have very good arguments. They bear the brunt. After every strike, ASUU will still have their accumulated salary paid to them.
Mm-hmm.
The ASUU members will have their salaries paid to them. But it pays, you know, for us to look at it, that the logic is actually flawed by the strategy in place, which they have actually advocated. Why am I saying that? Yes, if ASUU continue to be on strike, years will be going, graduation won't be there, expenses, especially current and recurrent expenditure, will be there. But the lecturer, the students are not supposed to negotiate on the same table where their lecturers are. It's a trade dispute. Mm. So we'll put things in their proper perspective. Now, their trade is also a problem to ASUU.
Okay.
Why is it a problem? Because the typical Nigerian student is a dynamite. He's looking for somewhere to explode. So if ASUU does not call off strike and you're not hanging on the fact that ASUU strike is still on, you explode the country, we'll still come back after the explosion to, you know, pick up the wreckage. I don't know that I get the point. So what we'll do is we'll advise them. Some of us were unionists in our days, and I don't mean yesteryears, I mean years ago, way back 20 years ago, where some of us were unionists. And I know that when such threats are actually posed by student union, the names of the student union government in a particular institution are sent to the director of SSS. The locations of the students are actually put, they are kept under surveillance. So that a day to that particular incident, they are picked up and they will begin to shout, Aluta, Continua, Victoria, etc. That is why I said that their strategy is wrong. Now, come to think of it, ASUU is going on strike, students want to block the road on Monday. The child that is in the nursery school is not going to school.
Okay.
That's the implication. The one in the primary school is not going to school. You know, it doesn't really show some degree of maturity, and some of them may be your relation. Okay, if you live in Eliozu and you are schooling in UST and they said you should go and block the road, you are tempting the government because that may also lead to, you know, a blood spill. I hope you understand. And what once it happened, ordinary demonstration they had here the other day, I heard that some government officials, especially the police, had to fire some shots into the air. Actually, I think they were complaining that
blockade.
So just blockade will result in gunshot. So you cannot imagine a situation where you have to block the road and then take some daring actions. So they being what they are, you cannot control their actions because it's a mass action. Mm-hmm. What we now see is that if we grind the economy to a halt, your parents are involved. Your mother may also be the person that is going to work. The cars that they are taking to work may be bashed because it's natural with students. All of them may be carrying green leaves, shouting, you know, we no go green, we no go green. What impression are we posing to the international community? Who will be the one to evaluate our certificate by the end of the day? So what we are saying here is that it is good for you to show sympathy to your lecturers, but then allow things be too. Because if the lecturers are actually stable, your academic program will run smoothly. The university degree is actually designed to run for 3.5 years, but we find a situation where they stay in school for 7 years. These are some of the problems. My personal view, though.
Interesting. Well, let's get to have your own views as well. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, and 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003. Send messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. Hello.
Hello, Constance. Good evening.
Good evening. You're welcome. Could you turn off your radio sets, please?
Hello. Ask them. Now, why I say that two elephants are
talking. All right, we're struggling to hear you. You have to turn off your radio set so that we can hear you properly. Please do that before you call in. All right. Thank you. So, Mr. Isaac, this is the question I wanted to ask you. Because before now, you said that, because I asked if they should continue with the strike. You'll stay on the strike until their demands are met. And you're saying they can't continue to stay on strike. You said it has to be all encompassing or something. Yeah. The solution. I actually want to hear what exactly you think they should do.
Look, ASUU has a set of demands. And particularly about the youths. Now, how come that the best brain in Nigeria will put up something with respect to taxation, deduction, and as it relates to expenditure in Nigerian university, and it will fail the test? It's an insult.
Okay.
It's deliberate. Because government told us that it passed through the initial stage, the second stage, and then, of course, Ngige said it, if I remember, yes. But now, neither have one of the regulatory government say it failed 300 times. If it failed 300 times out of 500, how does it bother us? Now, other stakeholders, like, if things are bad, we'll bring in Nigerian Interreligious Council. The idea is conciliation. I think I watched it about 2-3 weeks ago. They were talking to the president of the country that the only way the common man on the street will appreciate you is for their children to be in school. It will reduce the pressure. So why is it taking government a long time? Right. I think in November they said that somebody has gone to the bank, Ngige, if I may also quote him, said that government has paid the money. In 7 days, they'll have the money. ASUU people waited and waited until they said, okay, we have decided to heed. ASUU has been very bold in the approach. Now, the solution that we want here is this. The all-inclusive solution that we want is this. We cannot run your outfit for you, just like you have this outfit now. We cannot run it for you. We can only suggest to you. So, where many Nigerians have actually done what they are supposed to do by suggesting to government, maybe if government is bereaved of ideas, you know, suggesting to government what you should do.
So government should just go ahead and do what they're supposed to do.
Exactly, they should.
Okay, someone here is asking, he says, please help me ask Dr. Isaac, of what benefit has ASUU strikes been to the Nigerian students, Pastor Smart Ezibili? And then, good evening. ASUU should continue the strike until their agitations are met once and for all. After all, our leaders borrow to loot. They should borrow to settle ASUU. SF Smart from Agri Estate.
Well, my friend Smart Ezibili.
In one sentence, please.
Yes, ASUU strike does not benefit the Nigerian student. Okay. On the long run, but on the short run, for those that are ill, for those that are also unable, you know, to cope up with the pressure of the school, they could just have some relief. That's the truth.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Isaac.
Thank you
for being here this evening.
Thank you so much, Nigeria.